Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Tuesday, July 7th. And hopefully that I know a lot of people took yesterday off. I didn't. I worked yesterday. 18 live radio hits and I'm still talking. It's amazing how much I talk. It's like I get so sick of my voice. So does Mark. He hears it in his dreams, in his nightmares. It's my voice. Sorry, Mark. If you've got a financial question, send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Hey, and Mark tells me that I'm not pumping up the newsletter enough on the podcast. So go to our website, jillonmoney.com. Everybody, sign up for our free weekly newsletter. It's free, comes out on Fridays, and we aggregate, when I say we, Mark aggregates a lot of the stories that we cover throughout the week. Some of them I'm covering directly, some of our others. Check it out, our free weekly newsletter. Please sign up because otherwise I will not have done my job very well. Vicky writes, I love your podcast. I listen daily and I'm in the sweet spot of turning 71 this year, so I don't have to take required minimum distributions. My question is, can I still contribute to my traditional IRA for 2020? When I tried to do this on Schwab, the site said I'm not eligible. I want your advice before I phone them. The Secure Act, which was passed last December, allowed people to keep making contributions. So we think, Vicky, that you should be able to make this contribution. So I think you may want to ask them, is there some reason why you're not eligible? Unless, of course, and Mark puts this out there very smartly, you don't have any earned income, in which case you can't make a contribution. So a few questions for us to get to the bottom of. Let us know. Happy to know what the answer is to that. Okay, Gilda says, my 19-year-old college son is collecting unemployment because his summer job was canceled due to COVID. I know he can use his 2019 income and contribute to a Roth until July 15th. Can he use his unemployment money he's getting now to contribute to a 2020 Roth? Would that be considered earned income? Thanks for your help. You rock. I don't think you can count it as that. But if let's presume he is able to work later in the year, then he could. So we need to know whether or not he's going to have earned income, whatever the earned income amount would be for 2020. I don't think unemployment itself would count as the earned income. So if he makes other money, he could certainly use that money. Matthew writes, I'm 38 years old. I live in Buffalo, New York. I currently rent an apartment for $1,250 a month with a month-to-month lease. I earn about $70,000 per year in a stable job with a pension plan. I currently have about $50,000 in my savings account for a down payment and closing costs. I'm looking at houses priced between $180,000 and $210,000. I have dreamed of owning my own home for a long time. Right now, housing supply is low and homes are selling for 10 to 20% over the asking price in Buffalo. Despite the record low interest rates, is it better to wait for supply to increase? I would just keep looking. There's just not going to be a big enough difference if you are paying $220,000 or $205,000. So I would keep looking. I would know what your top range number is. And if you have to pay up to get a house that you want to be in, you're going to be in it for a long time. So I don't want to rain on your parade. Just keep looking, keep on it. Don't wait because you never know when. I think there will be more supply coming online, but I'd keep looking in the meantime. Okay. Barbara writes, I know there's an issue with the IRS processing refunds, but I read about convicts and dead folks getting stimulus checks. That is true. It's crazy. A million people got $1.4 billion of stimulus checks and they were happened to be dead. Okay. Then there's my daughter, Barbara's daughter. She's 25. She's making minimum wage. She hasn't gotten her refund or her stimulus check. Oh my God. She submitted her return back in March electronically. It was acknowledged by the IRS. Nothing has come since. She changed address from the prior year. This info is reflected on the new form, provided her direct deposit. If they haven't processed the new material, a stimulus check could have gone to the old address, I suppose. Is there a way to talk to a human being to get this resolved? She really could use the money. Best regards, Barbara, a concerned mom. No, you're not talking to anybody because there's nobody there to talk to. So go onto the irs.gov website and go check. It says, where's my refund? So there you go. That's the best thing to do. You're not going to get a human being. This is from Robert, who writes, I was thinking of converting my regular IRA to a Roth IRA. Do you think this is a good idea? Because I read that the conversion would create a lot of income taxes. Thanks. I do think conversion makes a ton of sense, but you may not need to do everything at once. Now, when you convert, whatever portion you are converting from a traditional to a Roth will be added to your annual income. There's no way around it. That's kind of the way it works. But the cool thing is that if you can convert a little bit at a time, maybe you can stay within your tax bracket. So maybe if, for example, if you're married filing jointly and maybe you make, I'm going to make this up, 130, 140 grand a year, you could convert up to another $30,000 and still stay in the 22% tax bracket. Okay, this is from Bassam, who writes, I want to take a loan out of my 401k for about $30,000, and I want to use it to do two different things. Here are the two choices. Option A, I would use the $30,000 for a down payment, closing costs, and other fees associated with buying a house. Then there's option B, use the money to pay down both car loans along with other debts and raise my credit score and try to save for a down payment within a year to buy a house then. Which should I do? How about option C? None of the above. I'm not sure why you are in a place where you've got these other debts, but I need to know more about what's going on in your life, number one, before you start thinking about pulling money out of a retirement account. You have worked long and hard to accumulate those $30,000 in that account, and I really would hate to see you take that money, have it come out, and I'm not sure it's the best idea for you. Okay, so this is a follow-up from Susan. Her husband is self-employed, and he's living the dream. He's pursuing his dream in music and sound design. She asked about retirement options, and I had said, please just focus on him making money. She can keep contributing. That would be great. So she followed up with, makes sense to focus on cash flow for now. Thanks for your advice. Great to have Aunt Jill and Uncle Mark for these questions. And in case you need another fur baby pick, Ubu says, hi. Oh my God, this dog is hysterical. I love it. Thanks again, Susan. Susan, thank you for writing. And we always love the fur balls. We love the little furry children. All right, that's it. Tomorrow is hump day. We will get you over it. Remember, if you've got a financial question, please do not hesitate to contact us. Our email address is askjill@jillonmoney.com. And we remind you to wash your hands, to wear your masks, to maintain that physical distancing, and to please lift somebody up today. It's just very easy to do. Could even just be a text. Be nice to somebody. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.